Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Now time for the lifestyle, the rich and the famous. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hello, and welcome to Lifestyle, the rich and the famous. Today we're going to interview Lorenia von Lithuania. Lorenia von Lithuania, where do you go for a little summer hideaway?
Zagorosa.
Which is just north of the coastal region of Boki Boki. Lorenia, where do you go for a little winter hideaway?
Lagos Lagos.
Which is just north of the coastal region of Boki Boki. Where do you consider your favorite restaurant?
Zagorosa.
Which is also, there is also a Zagorosa in the town of Boki Boki. Exactly, Pantarosa. What do you consider the worst vacation you've ever had at? Which is just north of the coastal region of Boki Boki. Thank you. And now we will interview. Cassandra Venefia Pfiffenheimer. Cassandra, where do you go for a little summer hideaway?
Everywhere.
Which is just down the coast, which is just north of the coastal region of I'm still in the air. Okay, Boki Boki. Am I still in the air?
Yeah. There's a little interruption. Now we must tell you a very important message. If your house is on fire, just stay calm and cool and don't do anything. Just die.
Thank you. And that's all for my son, the rich and famous.
And now,
we're off the air. Yeah.
Hello there. And welcome to the Audio Kitchen. And I'm the professor, the host around here, inviting you to come take my radio hand as we stroll through this hour of unprofessional and unprofitable recordings. Tonight it's 60 minutes of kitty casting. Children broadcasting to themselves, or probably to their parents. But you give a kid a microphone, and like the first thing they do is become an announcer. What else do you do with a microphone? Sometimes they pretend they're on the radio. Sometimes they pretend they're on television. Sometimes I pretend I'm on the radio. At the top of the show, at the very beginning, we heard from my friend Mary, who was kind enough to offer some of her childhood tapes. Doing a very nice Robin Leach impression there. Some very silly girls. We'll hear from them again soon. But seriously, though, kitty casting is one of the most popular forms of found recording. It's one of the most common things you find at a thrift store when you're looking for this kind of thing. Sometimes I think longingly about my own childhood kitty casting recordings. I can still see those small little, 3-inch reels and the little box with the space for the postage stamp. And when I was 17, where you think you're grown up, right? I'm looking at these thinking, what do I need these for? These are embarrassing. Here, I'll throw them away. What a fool I was. Not that I've stopped being foolish entirely. Well, I'd like to start this show from the beginning, at least from the very beginning of my collection of kitty casters. This is from 1948, before TV really became a popular thing. Radio was big, right? Radio. People would watch the radio. This is from a little green flexi, a dictation kind of thing. My friend Rick found this in a thrift store in Asheville, North Carolina. And this stars little Dickie Arnold and his brother Tommy Arnold and Mrs. Arnold. And it's a game show, a quiz show. And it sounds like Dickie is incorporating some of his schoolwork here into the program. But he's the host of this quiz show and a very accommodating host. He doesn't like anyone to be a loser. So if you don't get the question right, he'll give you another question or a half a minute.
This is Station DDT with that wonderful quiz show, Win or Lose. First contestant, please. What's your name?
Tommy Arnold.
Sir, if you answer this question, you win 1 minute, and then later, tomorrow, we'll decide what is. Now, here is the question. Do tigers exist in Africa?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Well, I'll give you 5 more questions. This one, you might know. Can a rattler hear or not? Sorry, sir, you were wrong, but you still win. One marble. Yeah. 4 more questions to go, sir. Quick, now where do cobras live? In India or Africa?
Africa.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're wrong. But you still win 1 more marble. What color was Goldilocks' hair? Black. Your order, sir, and you win 1 minute. You see. Now, next question. What is a cross between a donkey and a horse?
It's a
mule. Right you are, sir, and you win another minute. Well, now, next contestant, please. Okay. What's your name?
Lily.
Well, Lily, here's your question. How does a chameleon have?
30.
$1, but you win one half of a mint. Now, well, madam, here's your next question. Is it true that moles destroy crops or not?
I don't know whether moles destroy crops, but they destroy the beauty of one's face.
Well, we'll have to take that over. No, we'll take another question now. This question is, can a rattler hear or not?
No.
You already win a mint. Next contestant, please.
Oh, Maisie.
Nice accents, huh? Good solid North Carolina accent. And these days, accents just are not what they used to be. I guess you can blame it on television. Or Satan. But I like the way a word like mint becomes mint. Double the syllables, double the fun. This next item up for your entertainment was labeled Jenny's TV Station. And this is really part two of Jenny's TV Station. Part one's going to come up in a few weeks here. But these two girls that are involved in Jenny's TV Station are pretty damn creative. And you know what I really love is when girls imitate macho guys. You know, when they deepen their voice and strut around. It's a lot of fun. And that happens here. When there's a part here where a boy is kind of interrogating his dad. Can I play with your gun, Dad? That's good. But really the best part of this whole thing is an interview program with Tila, I guess, is the host of this program. And she is lucky enough to get a guest from the planet Zortex.
Hello, this is Ed here from Bartles and James. It's Christmas time, and we feel it would make our holiday extra special if you bought more of Bartles and James beer. Thank you. And now for the children's section of our program. Am I Mike? Hi, Dad!
Hi, son.
Have a good day at work?
Be quiet, son. I've had a rough day at the work.
Oh, having to work fight those lizard people is really getting on your brains, isn't it?
I don't fight lizard people, son. You do.
Oh, yeah! Well, that would make it more interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, well, have any, meetings with Besco lately?
Sure, son.
Old Iron Face is really starting to get on your nerves, huh?
I guess so, son.
Gee, Dad, can we go playing in the park today?
Sure, son. Yes, son.
Can we play with your guns, Dad?
Yes, son.
Oh, gee, Dad, I was wondering if you could do my math homework for me tonight.
Sure, son, I'd love to.
Great, Dad.
Shut up, son, and leave me alone.
But, Dad!
I've had a rough day at work.
And now, for the more intellectual section of our program. Talking with Tila.
Yes, I'm Tila on the talk show today.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, Tila. Thank Take you. It off! Take it off!
Thank you, thank you.
Today on our talk show, we're having Gibbyon.
Not
from
Gibbyon. Pong.
Excuse me, Gibbyon. Pong. From the planet Zortex, and we're interviewing him in an in-depth interview. The first interview with Gibbyon Pong in a long time. Gibbyon Pong, how are you?
I'm doing just fine lately. Thank you.
That's good. And is pronounce your name for the audience out here?
Gibbyon Pong.
Very good, very good. And you are from what planet?
Zortex.
And what is life like on Zortex, Gibbyon Pong?
Cheaper than here. Much. Income tax, not as high.
Good. Yes, go on.
Oreos for only $1.99.
That's good. And how is living conditions on your planet?
Much easier.
Good. Do you sleep in beds?
No, we sleep on beds.
Nice to meet you. So, on your planet, you don't use toilet paper?
We have a different method. Lizard tongue. It's much more efficient, and it keeps our lizards lively.
Good. Do you have pets on your planet, Zortex, do you?
Yes, lizards.
What are their names?
Give me a paw. Those are basically the names that people call them. Actually, we are not quite people. We are more intellectual than people. You are inferior compared to our race.
You are higher technology than on your planet, Zortex.
Much, much. Oh. Very high. Very, very high. Miles. Feet. Inches.
Centimeters,
yes. Very important. Centimeters. Well, there couldn't be miles without centimeters. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Common knowledge on Zortex. But here on Earth, people not quite as smart.
No. So, is there a reproduction on your planet?
Much, much simpler. Not quite as depressing. We are not he's, not she's. We are it's. We reproduce with ourselves. Very enjoyable, and anytime you want. And not half as depressing. You find it very seldom, you get refused.
Thank you, and now for a commercial break.
You've got the look, I want to know better. Woo! You've got the look, I want to know better. The Jordache look.
I love those Jordache pants, let me hit them with you.
And why not a lizard tongue, right?
That's such a good way to think about it.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, very creative. You're listening to the Audio Kitchen. Amateur recordings. And I'm the professor. And I would welcome any amateur audio you could send my way. I'll accept it. And if I like it, I might even play it. It's easy to do. You got to wrap it up first. You got to package it. And then you can send it to the Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. That's where you send it. Please wrap it up. No need for refrigeration. And to contact me, you need a computer. Sorry, but I'm not giving out my home phone number. But I'd love to hear from you. Send your email to prof, that's short for the professor, P-R-O-F, at WFMU.org. Be great to hear from you. Okay, time for some more hyperactive children. I hope you're ready. These are these same two boys that I played last week with a Dallas 72 tape. Well, they were saying a lot of stuff, doing a lot of stuff on that segment we heard last week. But now they've gotten into a groove here. They're performing promos. The movie is Jack the Ripper. And they don't even do a promo for Jack the Ripper Part 1. The first promo I think you hear is Jack the Ripper Part 2. And it keeps going. Jack the Ripper Part 3, Part 4. I believe this goes all the way up to Jack the Ripper Part 16. And they include some of the favorite topics of adolescent boys. Sex and violence. But oddly enough, there's no scatological references here. I don't know why. They must have forgot about that.
Brothers and sisters were going to be killed.
And there was nothing they could do except lock the doors and windows and pray that Jack the Ripper did not come to their house. Jack the Ripper Part 2, coming to a theater near you. Rated R.
Good student, and then come back home again and repeat the same thing.
All they could do was lock their windows and doors once again and hope that Jack the Ripper didn't come once more. Jack the Ripper Part 3, coming to a theater near you. Rated X.
And he had told, he had healed the mother when oil, boiling oil had spilled on her face. And he had told the mother that...
that her daughter would be killed. So they locked the windows and doors once again and waited for Jack the Ripper Part 5, coming to a theater near you. Rated double X.
Asking whether I believed in faith healing and religion and Indian shamans, and I told her that I did, and that I thought that...
And she said, good, because you'll need it. When Jack the Ripper Part 6 comes to a theater near you, rated triple X.
You to open the door and just...
But you won't be able to when Jack the Ripper Part 7 comes to a theater near you, rated G.
The night and come back in a couple of days having conquered the demons...
But he is not conquered yet, for he must come back in Jack the Ripper Part 8, because we didn't make enough money yet to account for Jack the Ripper Parts 1 through 7. Jack the Ripper Part 8, coming to a theater near you. Rated PG.
I said, let me go.
But we will not let him go yet, for Jack the Ripper Part 9 is coming to a theater near you. By the way, we have kidnapped the producer, and if we do not make $1 million, we will not let him out again. That way there will be no Jack the Ripper Part 10, Part 11, Part 12, Part 13, or Part 14. Jack the Ripper Part 9, coming to a theater near you, rated R.
Indian mother, it came out that what happens if you are to gain shamanistic powers, you have to...
You will be safe from Jack the Ripper Part 10. But nobody I know has shamanistic powers, so beware for Jack the Ripper Part 10. Coming to a theater near you, rated R.
Rid of him. I says, well, do you want to get rid of him? Oh, yes, you know, if you don't want the demons, you know, if you don't want to wrestle with them, you can get rid of them. I said, well...
But you cannot get rid of Jack the Ripper, Part 11. Scary, says the New York Times. stupid, says the New Evening Post. Unbelievable, says the Chicago Tribune. And excellent, well-written, well-directed, says our own newspaper. Jack the Ripper, Part 11, coming to a theater near you. Rated anything you want. See, we would rate everything G, so all the people can see it, and then the children would say, ew, that's gross, let's see the next sequel. But it is rated hello, this is Jack the Ripper, Part 11. I have just killed our announcer, so there will be no Part 12, Part 13, Part 14, or Part 15. Good day, and watch out for Jack the Ripper, Part 11, coming to a theater near you.
But every generation of physicians almost
faces the case of someone seeing Jack the Ripper, Part 12. This is their new announcer. If anybody doesn't like me, they point to Jack the Ripper, then they point to me, and they say, kill! And Jack the Ripper jumps on me. You see, Jack the Ripper Part 12, in my opinion, is a sucking movie. It stinks. And then, hello, this is Jack the Ripper Part 12. He lies. It is the best movie so far. Come and see it. Coming to a theater near you. Rated PG.
The so-called croc patient.
We'll see Jack the Ripper Part 13. 13 is our lucky number. And here is our new announcer. Schnickel Schnoopoop.
Hello, friends and neighbors. You too can see the movie Jack the Ripper Part 13. This might be the best one because 13 is the best movie.
Jack the Ripper 13 coming to a theater near you. Stop by and see it.
Now, most of the time, at least
Jack the Ripper 14 will take its place. Jack the Ripper 14 coming to a theater near you. Now our new announcer, Timothy Bove.
Hello there, this is Timothy Bove, their new announcer, announcing Jack the Ripper 14. You see, we keep announcing different movies, you know, Jack the Ripper 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we never have time to show them. Well, in different places, we're showing different movies. So if you feel like seeing Jack the Ripper 1, you'll have to go to, let me check my chart here, Anchorage, Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska, yes, the place of beauty and enchantment, the place of snow and ice, the place of frostbite.
Around from her drug, multiple drug taking.
Put out by the Jack the Ripper Productions. We keep advertising this, and Jack the Ripper 15 is going to be the last movie. As I said, Jack the Ripper 15 is going to be the last Jack the Ripper film.
All right, yeah, woo!
Yeah, yeah!
Jack the Ripper, coming your way soon.
Jack?
Yes?
While you were killing those two funny-looking dudes, we were filming it, and we're gonna put it out as Jack the Ripper 16.
Jack the Ripper 16. Damn it, coming your way, sir.
Here's something from some kids who are just a little older. Teenagers. Nothing but trouble, you know. And this was found on the internet via Napster. Remember Napster? Here's a guy, he's got his own little radio station thing going. Jammin' JP, the Jam Master. stuff like that. He's got kind of a Casey Kasem fetish.
Yeah, that's right. We're back with another hour of WCKW. I'm your host, JP Jammin. Jammin' JP, they call me the G-Funk, the J-Master, the G-Jazzy Player. I'm live today with my co-host, Bill. How's it going, Bill?
All right. How are you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful night. It's Christmas Eve night. And tonight we have some special music for you. First, we're going to start you off with this classic from Cisco. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back with the thong song. Who is that dress so scandalous? You know, I couldn't handle this. That was Cisco with a thong song. We welcome you back. This is the best station in the world. We are W. I forget the rest of the letters. Well, today we have a special guest. If you were listening earlier, you know that Bob's with us today. How's it going, Bob?
Oh, it's going fine. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Well, of course you don't. You know why you don't? Because you've won something.
So, hey, what?
Well, Bob, you've won. What has he won? Well, he has won the new CD thing from the new place at the mall. All right, now we're going back to the music with what do we got next? Whatever's next is next. Giddy up. This is Jazz and JP. How's it going, everybody? I just wanted to say a little something, and well, there I did it.
Now we're going back to 1980. This came from another friend of mine, Sharon. It's Sharon and her little sister. Her little sister is very young here. In fact, she's more of a prop. Half the time, Sharon has to whisper in her ear and tell her what to say. There's an interesting Dickie Goodman-type interview with the late Jim Croce. If you're not familiar with Dickie Goodman and also with his partner, Mr. Buchanan, made a bunch of hit records that used bits of other hit records as answers to interview questions, like when the Martians would land and so forth. When you hear it, maybe you'll know what I mean. My favorite part of this whole thing is a poem she reads about friendship. I think it's The Antidote to Despair or something. But it's a very sweet kind of poem about friendship and love and so forth. And while she's reading it, her younger sister is having a hard time with something. Maybe she's receiving some punishment or isn't getting the candy that she needs. But she lets out these blood-curdling screams that are just mind-blowing. But it doesn't stop the poetry. And why should it? Nothing can stop the poetry.
You're listening to SHARON Radio Station! Hey! Here's Robbie Dupree with Hot Rod Hearts. Favorite song.
Hey.
And now for Andrea Lynn Chanel with the weather report.
It's cold outside, so be sure to wear a sweater outside. And it's very windy.
10 minutes to 10, and we're moving right along here. So buckle your seatbelts and keep on driving.
Hello there, how are you?
Fine.
Do you have a rhyme for birthday cake?
Yes. Birthday cake!
Right you are, yay, bing, 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 bing. Here you are, $100. Thank you, thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
And now for Neil Diamond with Hello Again. It's been rated one in the past week. Neil Diamond is a great singer, don't you all think? I think so. And if you don't like him, that's just your tough luck. Well, here he is with Hello Again. Diamond with Hello Again, rated 1 in the top 10 for the past week. And now I would like to introduce Andrew Lynch-Hanel with the weather report.
It's sunny out, and what else? Kids go out and have a ball and have a picnic. It's really, really terrific out.
And that was our own Andrea Lynch-Hanel with the weather report.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sharon Chanel as the interviewer. Today we'll be interviewing Mr. Jim Croce. Hello, Jim. As you know, everyone is scared to die. But where do you plan to go when you die? How do you plan to get there? Where do you think the Lord is?
I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Jim, I've heard you've been having some mental problems. What did you say and who did you turn to? I've heard your voice wasn't too well back then. Will you play a little sample of what you used to sound like? I'm sorry to hear that, Jim. But it looks like you've been shaping up very nicely. Barry Manilow must have been a big help. Well, I'm sorry, but now we've got to do another episode of The Interviewer. Next week, we'll be interviewing Barbara Streisand. Thank you. This was Sharon Chanel as The Interviewer.
Hello, everybody out there. This is SHARON Radio Station.
Here's a poem written by Anonymous.
A friend is a person who is for you always. He wants nothing from you except that you be yourself. He is the one being with whom you can feel safe. With him you can utter your heart, its badness and its goodness, like the shade of a tree, of a great tree, in the noonday heat as a friend. Like the home port with your country's flag flying after a long journey is a friend. Citadel of refuge in the strife of existence. It is he that keeps alive your faith in human nature, that makes you believe that it is a good universe. He is the antidote to despair, the elixir of hope, the tonic for depression.
That's Andrea Lynch-Hanel crying. She just coughed. She's mad at me.
S-H-A-R-O-N radio station.
What did you say when I called you last night? I said, leave me alone. I don't want you no more. I don't care. I get outside of stuff. I said, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
That was Andrea Lynn Chinow singing, What Did You Say?
Now, a special news bulletin. At this very minute, my dad is shaking up papaya drink. Guess what? He's a nutrition freak. My friend Marcy is on a commercial today on Channel 13, being in a nutrition, in the general nutrition commercial. And so be sure to watch her on Channel 13. Bye-bye now. Have a nice day. That is my baby Tushy. I love it very much. It is something squishy, but please do not touch. Right now, you are listening to SHARON radio station. That was the Commodore singing Still. Today is Friday, October 31st, 1980. You are listening to SHARON radio station. The chuckle for today is, a mother says, I'll know my son is really in love when he looks into a girl's eyes the way he looks into the refrigerator.
Jenny, come here.
The weather for this weekend. Mostly sunny through Saturday, lows near 60, highs near 80. Winds northerly around 15 miles per hour. Full weather data on page 28.
I'm back again. Maybe when I come next week, we can read Leaves of Grass. Don't forget.
You are my lovely one,
You are listening to The Audio Kitchen. Unprofessional and unprofitable recordings. And today we're featuring Kitty Casting. The fledgling broadcasts of young people. Another recording from Lauren and Mary. This is the Lauren and Mary show or program. Lots of interviews here. And a big difference here from where we started. The kids in the 40s. Kids were so much more, I don't know if they were more innocent. That's probably not fair, but in the later part of the 20th century, a certain cynicism creeps in. And you get some of that here. Sarcasm as well. But here's two girls putting together their own program. It's scripted, in fact. And there's references to that scripting. They've spent some time working on this, for better or worse. And here it is. The show you've all been waiting for.
Hi there, all you cool cats. Now the show everyone's been waiting for, the Meredith Loewer and Lauren Lippman Show. Or Lauren Lippman and Mary Weber Show. Any way you put it, or think. starring Lauren Lippman, Ora Mary Webber, and Mary Webber. Music provided by Tina Marie, courtesy of U68 TV station. And now, on with the show. Hi, all you cool cats! No, what a great announcer that was. Such a genius. Such a beauty. Well, anyway.
Get on with the tape.
Okay. We welcome you to the show everyone's been waiting for. Now, first, let's interview some cool guy. Who's interviewing you? The interviewer. Now it's time for Lauren's interview. Today we're going to interview the famous child psychologist, Marie Turnipface. Let's all welcome
Let's have a big round of applause for Marie Turnipface. Yay!
Okay, get on with the interview.
Marie, how is it to be a psychologist?
Well, Lauren, well, it feels,
get on with it, we're
breathtaking, but the way you should feel is the psychologist experience, which is on Broadway now for only $5 an hour. Call 769.
Excuse me!
Yes, get on with the, interview. You have to sound, interesting, cultural, when you're a psychologist.
Yeah. And now for a commercial.
Dump, dump. My husband thought Bonkers candy was gum. Bonkers candy was gum. My son thought Bonkers was gum. He knows it's candy now. Fruity, chewy candy with its extra fruity inside.
So fruity when you eat Bonkers little candy.
Bonk. Bonk. Some candy. Bonkers. Bonks you out. Nobby's good.
And now back to the Lauren and Mary show, where we've been interviewing Mary Turnipface. Lauren?
Mary. Can I throw you out?
We'll have to decide. No, ask me more questions.
Before I do.
Yeah.
Who do you help more, adults or children?
Well, being a child psychologist, actually both. I help the children by
telling them not to take drugs.
Yeah, exactly. By all kinds of ways. And I help the parents, because the parents drop their kid off for 2 hours while they go to see a movie or something, and I have to try to figure them out. So I really help both people. I'm a very generous kind of person.
Tell us one of your cases.
Well, see, there was this boy named Philip Pooper Scooper, and his brother, Gary Pooper Scooper, was picking on him and pulled his hair. And then he was having a new baby, and the child kept getting convinced that the new baby was a tool of the devil and Gary was the devil. And I said, what'd you do?
So what'd you do?
What did I do? Well, I gave him one of the
Nothing?
No. I gave him a voodoo doll sign that's against evil. I gave him a warning sign, all kinds of stuff against evil, because I believe in that junk.
Well, now we have to take a short break.
And Big Brother is watching us. He watches every one of you. And you'll be sent to hell if you are bad. And you'll be sent to hell.
Away from us. Jim is truly, truly, truly outrageous. Jim is my name. No one else is the same. We are the misfits. And our songs are better. Buy Jim for your kids. Your kids will hate him. They'll pull their hair out and everything. So buy Jim. Yay!
You're probably thinking to yourself now, why are we playing this heavenly music? Why? That's a good question. But anyway, that's not the point. Have you been close to God lately? Let's interview some people. How close have you been to God?
Me? Close to God? Far. I'm a bank robber. Oh, excuse me, gotta run, see ya.
How close have you been to God?
Close to God? I'm very close.
In fact, I'm dead.
I'm very close. I'm dead.
Huh?
And
Well, if you want to get really close, like that guy, you don't have to die. You just have to buy one of these
beautiful Bibles.
And it's called Barry Bagel's Beautiful Bibles. And if you buy it, you will not only be getting closer to God, but you'll do a good deed you'll be a good deed by supporting our poor families. But I got five. Back to our show.
I tell him could not.
Wait, I want pizza with. Give me a pizza with extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
And all the tomato sauce.
All the tomato sauce.
And all the crap.
Hey, Jim. Give me cheese with nothing.
Nothing? Polio string cheese.
This what you wanted?
Benissimo! Magnifique! Sister Bon! Buy Palio string cheese. You'll choke on it, but it's good.
Let's wind up the show here with some high-quality kitty casting. Care of Georgia Todd. Thank you, sir. Not long ago, Georgia Todd sent up a box with almost 30 cassettes in it for me to copy. What a prize that was. This is Mark and Jonathan. Mark and Jonathan at the Olympics. And I don't know who's who, but one of the guys is the interviewer and the other is the Olympic star.
Now I am in Alsace, where the skeet shooting is taking place. Now, wait 1 minute, I have to look at my paper. Dave McGregor is here with his skeet shooting. Who's gonna fire the skeets for you?
I don't know.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, I will go to the skeet now, and now let's watch him shoot. Okay, here goes. Second shot. Right in the middle again. Third shot. This is getting nervous breaking, you guys. Hit the side, but it broke into pieces anyway. Okay, now a small interview with him. Okay, how do you like skeet shooting?
Well, it's become, when I was young, I used to just like it a little. And I, you know, it became a hobby for me, and then I started doing it a lot, and I had special tutoring, and now it just become, like, my regular job.
Oh, well, do you like skeet shooting?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, what are your competitors?
Well, I compete against Austria.
Yeah?
Against Switzerland, Germany.
Yeah?
Sometimes the United States.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I compete against England a lot.
Yeah.
And Belgium a lot.
Oh, that must be exciting.
Yes.
What's your gun called?
My gun?
Yeah, don't you have a name for your gun?
Henry, I call him, but its real name is, the Bison.
Oh, that's a nice name! Do you like competing?
Yeah. It's fun, but it gets me nervous sometimes. But I always make it anyways.
What kind of bullets do you use?
I use regular bullets.
Oh, good. Let's see. What are my other questions? Let me look at my script. George!
Yes?
On the phone for you. Thanks. Hello? Oh, it's the news? Oh, yes, this is me. Yes? You need me down there right now? For what? Oh, a swim team. Oh, I love swimming. Man, when can I come? 2 o'clock? 2:15. Can I come now? Okay. Thanks. Goody, goody boy. Thank you a lot. Thanks, sir. Let me just finish my interview right here. Okay? Thanks. Mr. McGregor, I'm an interview with the swim team of France. How about that? That's cool. So I think I'll be meeting you later, don't you think?
Yes, where?
Maybe, Alvarez?
Sure.
Okay, I want to launch one more shot for you. Man, he hit it on the target. Now, with the swim team.
Bye.
Bye.
Now we're here in Saint-Germain-en-Laye in this competition swimming pool here, and we'll be watching some swimmers just a little right now. Beautiful dive, straight in. Excuse me, can I have a talk with you, please?
Yeah, fine. What do you need, boy?
Well, first we'll start off. What's your name?
Jean Baptiste.
That's good. Oh, where do you come from?
Paris.
You come from Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is right now you're on camera right there. There's the camera for the American Voice in Paris.
Hi.
Yes, okay. So, for how many years have you been swimming?
Since I was, seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
So you must be very good now.
Me?
Yes. Okay, do you like swimming?
Yes, very much.
Do you take it for a hobby or seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously?
Yes.
Do you get paid a lot for it?
Yeah.
How much?
Mitzi, around 6,000. Yeah, around 6,000.
A week?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, especially in the Olympics.
So, I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Okay, go ahead.
TV.
Spit them out.
All right. Have you been to any other countries?
Austria, England, Belgium, Germany. I only went to Russia once, though.
You've been to a lot of places.
Yeah.
But do you compete a lot with anybody?
Usually it would be Austria, but this week it's Belgium.
This week it's Belgium?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
A little.
A little? Do you think you're going to make it? You're specialized in diving or just regular swimming, fast racing?
Well, diving mostly.
Diving?
Yes.
Oh, so you can do inward dives?
Yes.
Backward?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
That's easy.
Yes.
And so, well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Monsieur Gorge, the telephone!
Yay! Hello? What do you mean? You want me to go down to Bordeaux now? Right now? Yes, sir. You're crazy. What's there? A wine factory? Whatever you say. Be right there. Okay, bye.
And we leave you with this thought.
Let me see if I got this straight. He uses regular bullets, and the name of his gun is Henry. Is that right? Learn something every day. And I would like to thank you for joining me in this hour of amateur radio. It's amateur radio, but I'm playing amateur audio, damn it. Doing something. Next week, long distance love. The heart grows fonder. Take a look at what separation does to people. And what happens when they record some of that kind of thing. The professor signing off. See you next week. Adios.
Goodbye.